OK。
第一个问题 ，What is the best way to tackle sloth and torpor while practicing anapanasati or metta bhavana？
What's the best way to overcome？To overcome sloth and torpor. This is the frequent asked question. And you ask in English. Okay. First, we must understand why the sloth and torpor arises. Why the sloth and torpor arise? There are few factors. If you can solve these few factors, usually sloth and torpor will not arise. Number one, overeating. This one I advise you not to eat too much during lunch. Overeating causes sloth and torpor. This for sure. Secondly, because you do not sleep well last night. If you do not sleep well last night, then your meditation will end up in sloth and torpor. Thirdly, you don't know the correct way of practice, or you are not interested. You are not interested in this practice, so it also will cause sloth and torpor. Fourthly, if you are under medication, if you are under medication or you take some pills that cause drowsiness, that's very difficult to overcome. Then fourthly, fifthly, you have some, how to say, let's say you are going to sick. For example, if I'm going to have a flu, then when I meditate, I have a lot of sloth and torpor. So if you can free from these five conditions, I don't think sloth and torpor will overwhelm you. But if it overwhelms you, you should do standing meditation. Now stand up. Do standing meditation. I never see people fall down when doing standing meditation. So you can stand up. Okay?
Dear Ki, why sometimes during meditation the eyes seem to open naturally?
Nothing happened naturally. Unconsciously, you want to open it. Unconsciously. You don't know yourself. You thought you open naturally. Nothing happened naturally. Everything happened depend on cause and effect. But because it's unconscious, you don't know. Your mind is not so clear, not sharp enough to know that you have that conscious to open the eye. So nothing, no eye cannot open naturally. Okay.
I feel that the thinking mind is functioning at the brain while feeling is to be felt by the heart. Is it correct?
Say it again.
I feel that the thinking mind is functioning at the brain while feeling is to be felt by the heart. Is it correct?
Thinking mind, last time, Western science say that thinking mind is from the brain. But last year, I remember I went to USA, then they told me the new discovery from the science is that the heart, the mind divide into two. Some from the mind, brain, some from the heart. That's why Western science keep on changing. If you believe it's the ultimate truth, if you believe Western science is ultimate truth, sometimes you will be cheated. Because the new discovery keep on coming up. But for Eastern philosophy, we say the mind is located in the heart. Maybe you have already influenced by the the Western culture that all thinking mind come from the brain. However, I do not know how the Western science categorize which part belong to brain, which part belong to heart. So if you want to know in detail, I think you have to go internet and check what the latest discovery from Western science. However, the Eastern science, Eastern philosophy say all the mind located from the heart. Okay?
Next, while closing my eyes, I feel tension in the eyes and somewhere around the forehead. Is it normal? Can I just ignore it?
It's not normal. You have put too much effort. You use eye to do it, therefore you feel the tension. It's not normal. When you cross the eye, you use your heart to feel it. Feel the love, feel the metta. It's nothing to do with the eyes. You have to change this habit first before it gets worse. If you don't change this habit using the eyes to do meditation, later on more and more tension will arise around your forehead and face. Then your meditation will become very difficult. You cannot enjoy your meditation. Therefore, you must train yourself not to use eyes, but use mind to feel it. Even practicing anapana, you are also using your mind to feel the breath, not the eye to look at the breath. Whatever meditation we practice, we all use the mind. Never use the eyes, because the eyes are closed. When the eyes are closed, how can we use the eye? So it's just a habit. You have to change this habit before it gets worse.
Change 呼吸不顺畅有一些原因的，可能你自己的心情波动。
如果你的心情波动的话呢，呼吸也会不顺畅。比如说我们从外面的 stress， 外面有很多以前你发生过很多事，现在你要来打坐了，所以那些 emotion 也会影响到你的呼吸不顺畅。或者是你特意，这是刚才是第一个原因。第二个原因呢，你可能你特意因为你很想去专注那个呼吸，但是你感觉到好像很微细啊，所以你很特意的去呼吸，会造成你的呼吸不顺畅。所以你一定要放松。要怎么克服呢？你放松，放松你的心，放掉所有的不愉快的事情，然后放松你的身体，不要太过 serious。在观呼吸的时候啊，不要太过 serious。不要像去打仗一样，不需要，因为放松，放松，叫自己放松，然后自然呼吸的话，它不会不顺畅的。我已经讲过了，一切有因必有果，不顺畅是有原因的。我只是指出几个原因，你要自己去找你的原因。只要你放松，自然的话，它不会不顺畅。OK。
怎样修慈爱条？要观想什么
样的人物，再怎样把慈爱播出出去？要把慈爱播送给谁？我刚才不是有说了吗？第一个要送给自己嘛，第一个要先把慈爱播送给自己，然后成功觉得很快乐的时候呢，再把慈爱播送给一个你尊敬的人。然后不可以选择死人哦， 死去的，虽然你很尊敬他，但是他已经往生了。啊，我们一般上不选择已经往生的人了，为什么呢？因为他往生了，他的面貌啊已经改变了，他不知道出生在哪里，所以你送给他的话没有功效的，你也挣不到成，你也挣不到禅那，他也得不到你的metta，没有效啊。所以呢，绝对不能够选择已往生的人呐、啊，啊，然后送给尊敬的人的时候呢，你第一先想一下他的笑容 ，visualize 一下啊，想一下他的笑容，然后回想，也不是回想，也就是说思维他的德恨。你竟然把他立入你尊敬的人，一定是他有你尊敬的地方，不然你不会选他嘛，对不？你竟然把他立入为你尊敬的人的话，他一定有一些品德值得你尊敬，你就去思维啊，那些品德让你尊敬的品德，你这样你才会快乐，才会快乐起来啊。然后思维过后呢，如果他这个人呢对你有很大的帮助的话，那更容易了，更容易升起这个慈爱的心，因为感恩的心每个人都会有。好，那如果这个人没有帮助过你什么，他只是一个很值得他的品行啊，他的智慧啊，很值得你尊敬的话，那你就想他的智慧就好了，他的品行就好了。好，然后心中就一直念这个人的名字，如果他的相出来是最好的，如果他的相不出来的话呢，你就念他的名字，希望他快乐，希望他平安，希望他远离痛苦，你要念什么样的词句都没有关系啊。一般上我们都说希望他快乐，希望他平安，这样你这样一直念，把你的真诚的心啊加进去啊，这样一直心中一直念，然后回想他的德恨，回想有时候你的定力好，他的影像呢会自动出来，然后他的影像呢他会跟着你笑，好，刚开始出来是没有笑的，但是你定力好的时候呢，他的影像就会笑了。当你看到他笑的时候，你心中就很快乐了，啊，那你的慈爱就一层一层的会从心中冒出来。那你就抓住那个快乐的心啊，抓住那颗心，然后一直在送，那你的快乐就会越来越广，越来越大。这样明白吗？啊，同样的人啊，慈爱的人过后呢，你就修这个，你可以找一个中立的人，但是一般上呢，我们不建议这么快就换了。好，当那个慈爱的人，当你送慈爱给那个敬爱的人的时候呢，你心中升起很大的快乐的时候呢，你一直要加深你的慈爱，使他更有力量。好，不要心中一升起快乐你就换人了，你这样你的慈爱不够力量，所以你一直做，一个人可以做很多天了，甚至做一个月都无所谓。好，但很深很强的时候，你再换另外一个敬爱的人，要选几个才可以换到中立的人。因为中立的人跟我们无亲无故啊，你要把慈爱播送给他很难的，除非你从敬爱的人那一边修到的慈爱跟定力很强，然后再转到中立的人的时候就很容易了。好，你敬爱的人那边都做不好，你要转到中立的人怎么会成功呢？没有那个基础嘛，明白吗？
小丽，我想问哦，刚才你说任何词句我们都可以播送慈爱，这样子的词句要一直在重复呢，还是只是可以换？
如果你接的 boring 了，就换。啊，因为你快乐 boring 了，换另外一个，这个麦 refresh 一下。你就换，如果不 boring 就不要换了。